Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. In my last comment, I talked about laws being made for everything. A couple of days after the comment was broadcast, I read in the Time Standard where they were trying to put us back on standard time. How stupid is that? I, for one, like the longer evening light. So what if you're late for church when the clocks are turned one way and an hour early when they change them back? You'll catch up real quick. I wrote our state senator and assemblyman with a short and to-the-point request. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I also added another short to the point request about the Highway 101 problem between here and Crescent City. If it is broke, fix it. Regarding the Devil's Slide condition of US 101, I have written to all of my elected representatives and have not seen or heard of one thing that is being done towards fixing what will be a major inconvenience here on the north coast of California and the southern area of Oregon. As I said last comment, one doesn't always realize how much traffic there is on US 101 or any other road for that matter until it is closed off. As the proponents of getting on with it say, it is unbelievable what the consequences will be if that section of a major thoroughfare is closed. Again, I say, right those whose job it is to see that problems like this are taken care of. It sure seems like the crime rates are rising here in Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna, and the rest of Humboldt County. The morning news and the Time Standard pages are full of shootings, stolen cars, robberies, marijuana-related crimes, such as housebreaking and other means of robberies. I will repeat myself again when I say the easier it is to get the stuff may take away some of the crimes related to getting it, but it will also make the use of it more of a problem. How many people will go home for lunch from work and come back high, or drive under the influence of the stuff? How would you like to have the clerk in a store wait on you high on marijuana? I'm lucky. I never have felt the need to get high. I like my life just like it is. I guess it's just my personality, and I thank God for that. To change the subject, how many of you receive those pesky calls that say, congratulations, you have won a free cruise to the Caribbean, or can I speak to Mr. whatever your name is, and I want to help you lower your interest rates or get a reverse mortgage on your home? And they are calling from Lexington, Kentucky, or Washington, D.C., or some other faraway city. We have caller ID, and that helps me either to let it ring or just pick it up and hang it up. Telling them to take me off their list does no good, and calling the no-call numbers doesn't seem to help either. I just got two of these calls as I am writing this comment. I don't know just what to do about it, but it sure is aggravating. Grrr. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.